This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado has reactivated a center to help places like nursing homes and hospitals deal with COVID-19-related staffing shortages. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state announced the reactivation of the Staffing Shortage Fusion Center. It takes requests for staffing help directly related to COVID-19, where shortages are impacting patient care. Organizations that can get help include residential care facilities, hospitals, correctional facilities, and other licensed care settings. It was originally activated during the state's biggest coronavirus surge from November 2020 to March of this year. During that time, it filled nearly 5,000 shifts with 160 supplemental staffers in 58 facilities statewide. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis declared Wednesday Wildlife Connectivity Day and released a new report calling for more tunnels and bridges to help animals cross highways.
This report isn't just going to be a tool. It'll also guide us towards creating a more cohesive ecosystem where wildlife and humans can successfully coexist.
About 4,000 collisions between cars and wildlife occur each year in Colorado. Research suggests safe passageways for animals could significantly cut those numbers. A Catholic doctor and a Buddhist student filed a federal lawsuit against the University of Colorado Anschutz School of Medicine yesterday, objecting to the school's requirement that faculty, staff, and students be vaccinated against COVID-19. The lawsuit claims the pair, who are anonymous, object to the vaccine for religious reasons. The doctor claims she faces imminent firing for her unwillingness to take the shot, according to the suit, and the student says he was forced out of his program at the school. This is CPR and KRCC. Grand Junction's at 65 degrees.